Dear friends in Christ, there is a war waging against us. This is a war that has been going on for thousands of years, and it will continue on until Judgment Day. Of course, this war that I'm talking about is the war of the world against Christians. Involved in this war is all sorts of persecution, mockery, slander, hatred, belittling of Christians, and anything else that the world can do to cause us, who believe in Christ, to lose hope. Now, when we see all this persecution in the world, it can be a temptation for us to question God. We question whether God is really in control, question whether God really exists. Now, for a lot of you, as you go on to college, this may become a huge temptation in your lives to question whether or not there is a God if his followers are being trampled. But the truth about all of this warring and persecution is this, that Jesus Christ warned us that it would happen. He warned us that we could expect it to happen in our lives. Because Jesus was persecuted and warred against and hated before each one of us. And so he tells us that we can expect it just as he was persecuted. And we read about it in John chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. So we'll begin by looking back at verse 1, where Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you." So when he says these things, he's referring back to chapter 15, particularly verses 18 and 20. He says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." So he's telling us, the world will hate you. The world will persecute you. And he further describes that in verse 2 of our text. "They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service." Throughout the history of the Christian church, there's been many different groups that have persecuted Christians. Think about the Apostle Paul before he was converted to Christianity. He thought that he was doing God's will. He thought he was offering God a service in killing Christians. And think about the Roman Empire during the time of the early Christian church, when they were forced to retreat to catacombs. The Roman Empire made it their purpose and sole mission to exterminate Christianity. Or think about the modern day example, the radical group ISIS, that executes Christians merely for the faith they profess in their heart. Should we be surprised when we see such things happen to us? Should we be surprised when we see all this hatred towards Christians? Well, no. As Jesus says in verse 4, "But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." So what do we think when we see such terrible things happen to Christians? I think that largely depends on two things: who it's happening to, and when this persecution is happening. So let's take the Roman Empire's persecution of the early Christian church, for example. When we look at this time period, we often take a wide-angle look at these persecutions. We recognize now that there was a wide-ranging effect exactly opposite of what the Roman Empire had intended. They thought they could completely stomp out Christianity. And yet, as they drove people out of their towns and out of their homes, those Christians took the gospel with them and continued to spread the word, causing it to grow all around the Mediterranean region. And the martyrs that were being killed for their faith, they served as heroes and sources of encouragement for those who were being persecuted. When we see the persecution of these early Christians, we recognize now that God was in control the entire time. He had all the courses of events in his right hand, and he directed it so that it came out for good for his church. Do we often have a different sort of view when this persecution lands on our doorsteps, when it hits close to our homes, when it happens to us, I think we often take a different sort of view. Who among us hasn't thought, when being mocked for their faith, that you were ashamed of what you believed? Who among us hasn't wondered if the world was really right and you were wasting your time by going to church and by following Christ? Who among us, when being mocked in some way, hasn't wished evil upon the person who is doing the mocking? Maybe even in your pride, as you meet new people, you start to wish that they'll never find out that you're a Christian. You'd rather just hide your light under a basket, so to speak. Now, at times when we face trials for our faith, when we carry the load of our crosses upon our shoulders, we'd rather dump that cross off and run far away as fast as we can. But again, what does Jesus say? He said, "These things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." Jesus forewarned us about all of these things. But we don't have any reason to fear because of them. Listen to what he says in Matthew chapter 10. "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." That's the simple and encouraging truth behind all of these persecutions. The world may seek to hurt you. Christians may even die for their faith. But no one can kill your soul. See, Jesus bought your soul at a precious price. He paid for your sins with his own blood. He washed you and made you a redeemed child of God by planting faith in your hearts. And because of that, you are precious in his sight. He won't let anyone take your faith away from you. As he says in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Jesus is talking about you in these verses. The world may war against you. The world may persecute you. But you are in the hands of God. No mockers, no persecutors, not even the devil himself, can snatch you out of the hands of your Savior, Jesus Christ. The world hates us, but it's only because it hated Jesus first. Why does it hate Jesus? Well, it's because he won. As he says in John 16:33, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So Jesus forewarned us about all sorts of different attacks that we can expect in our lives. But we can confidently say the words of Psalm 118, verse 6. "The Lord is on my side. I need not fear. What can man do to me?" Because we are on the side of the victor, Jesus Christ. And he won the victory over your sin and over the world. And he did it for you. Now we are victors. Thank you, Lord. We'll finish by singing hymn 616, verses 1, 6, 7, and 8. 616, 1, 6, 7, 8.